Good morning and welcome to Truth Talk. My name is Ijeoma Anyanwu. This morning I want to share from Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24 and 25. 24 says, "No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money." Verse 25, "That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothes?" So this morning I want to share on what are titled, "Do Not Worry About Your Life." Jesus says, don't worry about your life. Worry is something that we do from time to time. It's that place of just thinking and thinking over a particular matter over and over because you are wondering, what will happen about this? What do I do about this? It is that place where you are overly concerned about something that is either happening or something that has the potential of happening. So, worry is about excessive thinking. And Jesus says, don't think about it. Don't think about your life. Don't think about your life. Don't think about your life, Jesus says. He says, your life is more than food. Your body is more important than clothes. The first verse we read there says that you can't serve two masters. What's he talking about? For the child of God, when we work, when we serve, things we do in with our hands, it's not about doing it because we want to have, oh, let me have food. Oh, let me do this. Oh, let me have clothes to wear. Oh, let Jesus says no. Don't allow money to become your master. Because when money becomes your master, money depicts how you live. It depicts the decisions you make. It's different than when God is your master. When God is your master, he tells you how to live. He shows you what to do. And then money and all those other things that people are running after become tools in your hands and in my hands. And so this morning the Lord says, don't worry. Don't worry. If you read more into that that passage, it says, by worrying, you can't even change a single strand of your hair. You can't. You can't change anything about your life. So why are you worrying? Why are you thinking about this? Why are you spending sleepless nights thinking and thinking? There's a verse of scripture that I have come to appreciate so much, and it's in Psalm. It says that he gave his beloved sleep. He gave his beloved sleep. It sounds very simple. It sounds insignificant, but it's so important because even though we don't think much of sleep, sleep is important. We have seen that lack of sleep has caused many health issues. It's even lack of sleep that causes us to become, irritated, to become impatient. All those symptoms that, if not managed well, could lead to other health issues. Because sleep is important. People take pills to sleep at night because they can't sleep. Why are they not sleeping? Because of these worries that Jesus is talking about. Many times they are worrying. There are some who are not sleeping. Maybe there's an illness or there is something happening. But a lot of others, they are not sleeping because they are worried. You spend the whole night worrying and worrying. And you still wake up and the problem is before you. Isn't that enough to let you know that this worry thing does not help? Instead, it only makes you short-tempered. It only makes you distracted from doing, it keeps you distracted from the things you need to do. Jesus says, don't worry. Don't worry about your life. Don't worry about your body. Your body is more important. Your life is more important. And so this morning, as you move into your day, I want you to remember what the Lord is saying. Don't worry. Don't worry. The scripture says, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. Jesus is your good shepherd. He leads you. He guides you. Let your shepherd be the one to think about your life. It is the shepherd who is concerned about, where do I take my sheep today to eat? Where do I take them to drink water? How do I lead them so that none of them is lost, none of them is harmed? That's the work of the good shepherd. That's not your work. The sheep only follows, trusting the shepherd. So today, as you move into your day, trust your good shepherd. Trust him to take care of you. Trust him to provide what you need, because that's what the shepherd does. That's his work. If you try to do the work of the shepherd, imagine that sheep trying to do the work of the shepherd. Somebody will wonder, is it okay with the sheep? Is it okay with the sheep? He's the one who runs in front of the shepherd, and he's trying to look for where to find food, and he's trying to, even the shepherd will be wondering, what's wrong with the sheep? Is he well with him? But that's what we do when we are worrying. That's what we are doing. We are jumping in front of the shepherd, moving ahead of him to take the lead. Let the good shepherd take the lead today. Do not worry. Only trust and rest in him. Give the matter over to the good shepherd and let him be the one to show you what to do, to guide you what to do, so that you can lie down and sleep as a beloved. Enjoy your good night rest. Wake up refreshed, ready to face each new day. Because every day, like Jesus says, has enough troubles. So we don't need to use worry to carry the troubles of yesterday into today. Neither do we need to bring tomorrow's troubles into today. Trust the Lord. Do not worry. Trust your good shepherd. He cares for you. Let us pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word this morning. Thank you, Lord, for admonishing us not to worry. Thank you for reminding us not to worry, because by worrying, we cannot change any situation, not a strand of our hair, not anything about our life. Therefore, Lord, we ask this morning that you will help us to desist from this manner of life that doesn't add anything, but instead only reduces and removes from our lives, and help us to instead trust in you as our good shepherd. As we move into this day, Lord, may we trust in you. May our hearts rest in you, being very confident that you are a very competent good shepherd, the one who even laid down his life for us, and will continue to do all that he can to ensure that we are safe each and every day. Thank you, Father, that we are provided for each and every day. Oh, that we are guided each and every day. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you very much for listening in this morning. The Lord bless you, and do have a great day. Bye-bye for now.